Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.
We're joined by Jane Reynolds, a tutor from Harrogate College, and Hannah Davis, a student at Harrogate College. How are you both?
Great, thank you. Thank you for inviting us along.
Well, thanks for coming
really
in.
Good, thank you.
So, yes, we're talking about early years courses. So, Jane, yes, if you just want to tell us about the different courses available at the college.
Yeah, at Harrogate College, we're unique in offering a full range of early years courses. We start with level two courses, which will take students through from the age of 16, progressing on to level three courses, which are open to adults and also students probably studying along A levels, progressing to the foundation degree, and we also offer a BA top up. So we do the whole range of early years courses.
At the college, they're a good alternative to university because, as we know, university isn't for everyone, is it?
Exactly. We appeal to a range of students. Some students do come to us straight from school, and we have a very supportive environment for the younger students. We also have more mature students who may already be in employment and looking to progress their careers, become promoted from room leaders to managers and leaders in the earlier sector. So we have a wide range from, I think my eldest student, dare I say, is about 62, and my youngest may be around about 18.
Great thing about these courses, like apprenticeships, you can do them whilst you're working.
Yes, I'm always amazed. Some students, it's a requirement of the course, the foundation degree and the BA honours degree, to do a 10 hours placement each week. That can be paid employment or it could be voluntary, but a lot of my students are actually working between about 30, 40 hours a week, and my hat's off to them for combining study and full-time employment. But a lot find it really beneficial because they're able to embed that learning in, you know, with their academic learning and their practice with children.
Hannah, as a student, how have you found the course?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. Like Jane said, I work 40 hours a week and come and do my college on a Wednesday, but it's much smaller groups, so I get the support from the tutors that are needed. But also, I've embedded a lot of practice within to the setting, and I've progressed in myself. I've become a deputy manager through the course, really, through gaining knowledge and experience.
Was university something you considered?
I did consider university originally, but I'm actually dyslexic, and I felt that a smaller environment with more tutor support would be more beneficial to myself, and I've definitely found that that's the better route for myself.
You were saying as well that because it's a small group, you're not worried about maybe speaking to the tutor afterwards and just double checking things that were talked about in the session.
Yeah, definitely. We've always had that support, and we're allowed to just, you know, stay on a bit later or go in for extra tutorials. And it's always been, as soon as you email, you get an email back within a week. And, you know, those things, it's always supportive. You're not waiting for in a big lecture theatre where you don't really see your tutor, which is really good.
What are your sort of long-term plans? You're a deputy manager at the moment. What would you ideally like to end up doing?
So, yeah, I'm a deputy manager of a setting, and I'd ideally like to be a manager or go into opening my own nursery for myself eventually. That might be a route that I'd head down.
So you don't regret doing this course then?
Oh, not at all, no, not at all. I feel like I've really achieved something when I finished my foundation degree, and I've just gone to started the BA now, and we'll complete that in July, so it's on to dissertation time.
Well, good luck with that. And Jane, just explain, because I'm always interested in courses, how much is practical, how much is theory? Just tell us about that.
Right, it isn't obviously the degree programmes are an academic route of study, but it is very much embedded with the practical experiences. So our modules range from looking at child development, play-based learning, and also, as Hannah's mentioned, we have dissertation and research modules. So every module, although there is written assignments, we do vary them in their there's sort of different briefs. Some are presentations, some we get students to produce either a paper-based poster or an electronic poster. So it meets the needs of a range of different learners, but always embedding good practice and linking that to the sort of theory and the sort of new innovations in early years.
Is it continual assessment as well, or do you have exams, or is it a mixture?
There's no exams, which I think everyone's really happy about. We work on modules, so each year students will study a range of modules, and at the end of each module there is an assignment there's assignment briefs, and students are given tutorials and guidance, and they'll be submitting an essay or a report. So, you know, there's different modes of assessment that are, you know, tailored to different modules.
Yes, as you say, no exams, that will appeal to a lot of people, and also the fact it's close to home as well. Not everyone can afford to go elsewhere and rent accommodation. If you can be near home, it's ideal, isn't it?
It is, and I think for me the real thrill is when we go out to observe students in their practice. We go and visit the workplace, so we see students working with the children in communities that we know. Quite often they are employed by students, past students who've been at Harrogate College, and seeing them sort of progress and achieve is a great thrill for us all.
And Hannah, has the convenience of the college made it easier for you, fitting everything in?
Yeah, definitely. It's made it a lot easier. Just travel over from Ripon area over here to do my degree, so that's made it so much easier. But also, like Jane said, it was nice to be able to implement things into practice. I made a lovely mud kitchen that all the children enjoy, and it's still ongoing. And I did that in the beginning of foundation years, so it's definitely good.
So early years work for you is rewarding then?
Oh, very much so, yeah, very much so. The children mean everything to me, you know, they're great. You learn so much from them, and it's really good to be able to express and show them different ways of learning.
And I've been involved in the early years sector for a number of years, and you can see the different opportunities which are available to students who are studying at a higher level. We have students who progress into primary school teaching, go on to do their PGCE with schools around the Harrogate area, or alternatively there's progression routes into the early years initial teacher training. I've also had students progress into social work as well from this degree. So there's a lot of exciting opportunities in terms of employment in a variety of different areas.
In your experience, are a lot more people interested in early years education as a career?
And I think it's gaining a great deal more sort of respect and professionalism. I think people appreciate now that working with children and their families in the wider sense, to put in that sort of initial interventions and supporting families, you know, does have long-term benefits. And there are a range of different strategies and programs, you know, supported by the government, you know, to promote that. So yeah, it's an exciting time.
Well, hopefully you've both inspired people to find out more about these courses. How can they do that?
Right. Well, they can either ring Harrogate College direct and either ask for the early years department, or I'm happy to discuss any sort of individual inquiries myself. We have the website, obviously, at Harrogate College, which has got all the course information. We have an up and coming open event where we're going to be actually targeting all the local nurseries and primary schools and inviting them to a special early years open event where we can really showcase all our courses. So we'll keep you posted on that one.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Jane and Hannah, for coming in, and congratulations on finishing the course.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.